Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Marie is a certified life coach, an etiquette and social interaction expert. Yeah, I bet we've got the only one of those in the whole world and our Brain Trust. She's been with us before and a member of our Brain Trust, and she's here to talk to us about something very important. Marie Dubuque, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. We were talking during the break. I've never seen an election this polarized and people so passionate.
It is amazing. And people, you know, we're talking about it. We're talking to each other about it. It's on everyone's lips. I've never seen an election that was on the minds of as many people as this.
I know. The thing that I'm worried about is lines are going to be around the block at all the polling places. I'm trying to figure out what a good time to go would be.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever you're one of the things that we've got right now, we've got a situation where Americans are polarized. I've never seen it. It's never been. I don't think it's ever been so evenly split between one side and the other.
I know.
And yet, which is, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it just seems like that everybody's gone to the left or the right, and there's not many people in the middle. What do you think?
I know. And the thing is, people are so passionate one way or the other, and that's why it is very difficult to have a conversation with other people on the other side, but yet that's all that's on our mind. So what are we going to do, talk about the weather?
Right.
When we've got this huge election coming up?
Well, see, the thing is this is not a ball game where you and I have no compromise because I want my team to win and you want your team to win. But when the game's over, we go back to living our lives. This isn't a ballgame. This is our government. This is something that's a big part of our lives, and so when we talk about these things with people, with other people, it's if we're trying to convince other people of our ideas, or they're trying to do the same, or you know, why else would we be talking about it? How do we do that? How do we pull that off?
Not to get emotional and not to turn it into a character assassination. I think that's what happens every time. For instance, instead of saying Obama is the biggest idiot to a liberal, say, well, I don't agree on Obama's healthcare policy, and here's why. And list your points, then listen to the other side, and then say, okay, I understand what you're saying, and repeat something they said so they know you're listening, but here's my take on it, and then talk about what you want to say. So it doesn't get to be this verbal war, and if you see somebody getting emotional and really upset, then you've got to change the subject really fast. And also, don't start a political discussion with someone you know who gets passionate and emotional and is a little bit over the top.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems to me that there are two terms, a word and a term that if we could both go into a discussion with these two things, that maybe something productive could come from it. Not that I would change your mind, but that we'd both understand the other's position a little bit better. The first word is tolerance.
Right.
That I'd be tolerant of your position. And the second word is what I call intellectual honesty. And intellectual honesty, when I think of it, Marie, what I mean by that is that whenever there is something about your side that is not bad, or it's actually good, or it worked, or whatever, that I acknowledge that. That's called intellectual honesty. And the opposite of that is where no matter what the other person does or the other side does, I'm against it.
Exactly. Right. Because how far can you get when you're just sitting here disputing the other person and you're just arguing back and forth and neither one of you is listening? I love that, intellectual honesty. I'm going to steal that, Jeff.
Well, yeah, well, it's not, you know, I got it from somebody else. But no, seriously, I've had people say that to me. I've talked to people about things and I'd say, well, you know what? This one point, I actually think that there are parts of that's not a bad thing. But take it in the whole, you know, is the reason I don't like it. And somebody would say, well, you know, that's intellectually honest of you to say that. And if you can get that across to people, then I think that helps build a bridge to across the divide. But the other side has to reciprocate, Marie, don't they?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And that's the problem.
Otherwise they think they lost and you won. Or they won and you lost.
Right. And there's no winning here. Well, there is. But as far as a relationship, I mean, you don't want to get to the point where you're ruining your relationship with your friend, your family member, whoever, because after the election, you'll still have to see them probably.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, you know, on this show, I have people on this show from all walks of politics, from every gradation of political thought. I have them on who are my friends on this show. And if I weren't able to do that, I they probably wouldn't want to come back on the show.
You just have to hang up your hat right there, Jim. I mean, you couldn't have a discussion.
That's right. That's exactly right. So what are some other ways that we can get along with people when we're talking politics?
Well, this is what I say. If you find that both of you are getting really heated and you're starting to call each other names or thinking about calling each other names, then you've got to immediately change the subject and find something else that you can talk about before you even discuss the politics,
right,
that you can immediately go into, because, like I said, you don't want to ruin the relationship. And you can always abruptly leave, and this is what I tell people in any situation, at a party, at a gathering, say, I'm going to go grab a drink, I'll be right back, and don't come back, because that's the last resort. But you don't want to ruin your friendship, and that's the problem. And also, here's a thought. And I read this, and I thought this was a good idea. Read a little bit about the other side when you know you're going to be talking to somebody,
right,
to the left and you're to the right, or vice,
right,
versa. That way you can have something to talk about. You see their side, and you're not just shouting out propaganda,
right,
so to speak.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think that's an excellent idea. Marie, what is your website, please?
Oh, it's youtube.com/mannersbymarie.
YouTube.com/mannersbymarie. Check it out, Marie.
And I love these discussions. And honestly, Jim, what would we do if we just had to talk about the weather? You can talk about this.
No kidding.
You just have to do it politely.
Especially when you can't. There's nothing to argue about the weather, right?
Right.
Hey, listen. We're gonna come when we come back. We're gonna talk a little bit more about this with our good friend Marie Dubuque. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.